Okay, here's what I want you to do. Lie down on your back or sit comfortably in an armchair. Okay? Now, with your eyes closed, focus your attention on every muscle in your body, starting with your feet. So, as you work your way up, just let go of any tension in those muscles until your whole body feels like a heavy weight. So start with your toes and just work your way up, every muscle in your body. Feel the tension go as you work up. Now, when you get up to your face, just feel the face muscles. Feel the tension go in your face muscles. And let your jaw sag as it succumbs to gravity. Now, with the rest of your body taken care of, you can now concentrate on your breathing. Think about your heartbeat and any feelings of nausea caused by the anxiety of stress. Right, breathe deeply and slowly, even though your heart might be pumping away furiously. Now, using your imagination, try to translate whatever feelings of pain and nausea you may have into an associative, tangible image. For example, the occasional nausea sensation I feel at the back of my throat, I picture as a slow trickle of tiny greyish pellets. Now, lower down in my chest, they gather into a heaving mass of sticky, soot-covered ball bearings. So whatever your representation, imagine a hand dipping into your body, grabbing the offending objects and throwing them miles away. Continue the process until most of the stress has been removed. So with your body relaxed, your breathing deep, and your nausea reduced, conjure up an image of a place or a person that gives you thoughts of peacefulness. Maybe a happy or relaxed feeling. This could be a scene from your childhood, a holiday location, or a loved one. Latch onto that image and try to immerse yourself in those pleasant, warm feelings. Now, slowly superimpose that pleasant picture onto the image of your anxiety. You might, for example, visualize walking into the examination room at college or the boardroom at work and see your loved one standing there. Now, in my case, I use the scene of a quiet casino with a croupier standing at an empty blackjack table. Well, that always gives me a good feeling. But sitting on the table is not a deck of playing cards, but a word processor. Now, that normally represents work, deadlines, accounts, and other aspects of responsibility. However, by blending or mixing the two images together, one of happiness, the other anxiety, I'm in effect neutralizing the object of my fear. So, having stared your worst fears in the face and removed any bad feelings associated with them, you can now approach the job in hand in a completely relaxed, positive state of mind. Try this method yourself. It really works for me and it could help you too. We'll continue with more advanced quantum memory power techniques in the next session.